Okay, we're starting on page Kuf Ayin Hey, a new Simon. Simon Shin Lamadala Dine Deleika B'Shabbos. 27 Seifim Dine Deleika B'Shabbos, the halachas of a fire on Shabbos. Page Kuf Ayin Hey, Simon Shin Lamadala Seif Aleph and Shechonoch. Nafla Deleika B'Shabbos. If a fire broke out on Shabbos, Imu Balaila Koidim Suda. Now it's all about how much food you can take out of the house. It's quite an amazing idea. Like, just have to work, have to have in mind an exact amount of food you can take out. So if it's in the night, the beginning of Shabbos, Koidim Suda, before you had the first Suda of Shabbos, Yochalat Silkadei Mozen Cholosh Sudas. Now you're allowed to take out 3 meals worth of food, because you still have three meals ahead of you on Shabbos. Haroila Adam La'adam, Haroila Behema La'behema, food suitable for people you can take out, and whatever food is suitable for animals you have that you can take out for them. With a Shachris Mozen Shtei Sudas, if it's in the morning, the fire took place in the morning, you can then take 2 Sudas. You have 2 Sudas left to eat on Shabbos. Of a mincha, and when it's already the afternoon, mazain onto page 350, suda achas. You can only take out 1 meal's worth because you haven't yet had suda shlishis. The dafka bnei habayis shadaleika boy lo yatzila yosim. It's only the people of the household where the fire is that they can't take more than 1, 2, 3 meals. Shem deikel amechash shemitoch shetrudim hatzala yishkechu hashabbos v'yichabu. That because they are busy trying to save themselves and they're kind of panicking, they might forget it's Shabbos and end up putting the fire out. We're trying to avoid that. So if you keep giving specific amount they can take out, then they're constantly thinking about the fact that it's Shabbos and they won't end up putting out the fire. But houses nearby where they are afraid that the fire might reach them, they are able to take out anything they want. Okay, we're not talking here about danger to human life. If we would be, then you could put the fire out. But here we're talking about just property, danger to property, then we're much more limited. You can't put a fire out to save property damage according to this. Okay, back to page Kuf Ayin Hey. Mishnah Berurah at the bottom, Sif Kotan Aleph, Yochol Hadfil. You're allowed to save what you need for these number of meals. Ayin Lekam On Simon Sif Yud Aleph, the Hadfil, Mi Bayas Lechotze Shaloi, Yesh Oimid Yochol Hotzi, Kamashi Yotze. If he's taking out from his house to his own Chotze, then some say you could even take out anything you want. Here we're not talking about taking out onto your chotzer, we're talking about taking out onto a shared chotzer or to another area. That's why you're more limited over here. But if it's actually your own chotzer, then you can take out anything you want, according to this opinion we're going to see in Sif Yud Aleph. Sif Katan Yud Beis, so if you come Beis over Shach with Mazen in the morning, you can take out 2 meals worth. On page 350 now. Habach Kosev de Imhu La'acha Chatzai. If it's in the afternoon, says the Bach, even if you didn't yet eat your first meal of Shabbos day, right, so you've still got 2 meals ahead of you, but once it's already after Chatzos, Eimad Silki Mozen Suda Achas, you're still only allowed to take out 1 more meal once you hit the afternoon. But the Primogodim is very doubtful about this, whether that should be true. Why should we have that Chumrah? If you've still got 2 meals ahead of you, then why do you only be allowed to take out 1 meal's worth just because it happens to be the afternoon? So the Primogodim disagrees with this Bach. Sifkot and Gimel, Shadaleka Boy. And we said this limitation of the number of meals is dafka in the household where the fire is, for the household members of where the fire is. But it's the name of Al-Kain Vabe Bol, because since it's their own home, they're certainly panicking. Because they're in a panic, and if we allow them to take more, they might end up putting the fire. If they don't have to be limiting themselves in their mind, then they might just kind of forget it's Shabbos and end up putting the fire out. The concern is we don't let you save extra because the concern you might put the fire out. And when it comes to a dead body, we permit you to save him in order that you won't put it out. So we're limited over here and we're not over there. So how come over here you're limiting what you can take out and how you can take out, but by the mace we don't find that limitation? When it comes to a dead body, the person is even panicking even more about the fact that the fire might burn his close relative. Therefore, they had to give you permission to take out the mace, otherwise a person might intentionally put the fire out. Over here, it's just a question of property. The person's not panicking so much. If we don't allow him to take any more, he won't be tempted to intentionally put the fire out. If we do permit him anything, then he might forget it's Shabbos because he's so busy and panicking kind of thing, and he might put the fire out. So we're more makel when it comes to the mace, because there really is a serious concern the person might intentionally put the fire out. Here we're not as makel, And we have limitations because a person is not so much in a panic, and therefore we can be more strict with him in that. And why are we strict with him in only a limited number of food, amounts of meals, so that he won't forget at Shabbos and end up putting the fire out accidentally. Sifkon Dalet HaKrevim, we said the people of the household, we said that of that very household can only take this limited number of meals, but people of the Batim HaKrevim, the houses nearby, and they're afraid the fire is going to spread to them, they can take out whatever they want. She'einam b'hulim kokach, the people in the nearby house are not as much of it in a panic as the people of that actual home where the fire is. Ayin Sefer Nevi Yisrael, Shehevi B'Shem Shulchan Arsei Shittim, Shekosov, he writes in the name of the Sefer Shulchan Arsei Shittim, D'lefi Mashem B'Voyas El Kamon, as we'll see later on in Sif Chof Vov in the Bahagah and the Ramah, the Bezman Azeh Shanu Shurim Ben Ayin Yehudim, that we're living amongst Goyim nowadays, the Yesh Chashash Tekonos Nefashis, the Mutu Lechabais. Since it's a question of danger, if you don't put your fire out, it's going to cause danger. I suppose the Goyim are going to say, why you let the fire spread to us, and they're going to start attacking the Jews. It's mutter to put the fire out, even if it's only a question of property damage. So therefore the din changes in terms of a person's own home. He's allowed to actually take out whatever he wants now, since he could even actually technically put the fire out. And same thing also applies to muksa items, again, because we're not concerned, again, just like we said by the neighbor's home, that we're not concerned that you're that there's not such a panic in the houses nearby, and if we don't have a heter by muksa items to take them out, same thing applies in this house as well now. Again, once you say you can put the fire out, so we're not concerned about you taking items out. However, this din is not so clear. Again, he's quoting, but this din is not so clear. Because if person is in a panic, he might end up doing other malachas, not just putting the fire out. Like taking things out in Jewish Rabbim. Once we say take out whatever you want, he might end up taking things out in Jewish Rabbim if we allow him to. Again, once we say you can put the fire out, well, then you're going to start. You might even do other malachas, which are actually devices like taking things out in Jewish Rabbim. Okay, in Shemur Kushtu Zayin, based Kabi Nishbur Lechavis, Borish Gagoy, like we discovered in the Gemara, in Kushtu Zayin and Shabbos, talks about a person who is on the top of, is on his roof, and his barrel of oil or of wine cracked, and now he's going to lose all his wine, lose all his oil, and chum. So that's okay. However, if there are those who are makel to allow people, or even in that very home where the fire is nowadays, to take out whatever they want, so that then you don't have to protest. So the das ataz and move with cotton base mash megam kain to bad solos mois mutla das bal hatruma im ein oivale deve is a deraisa, that according to the taz says you can't. There's a reason to be maker. Why? Because the balatruma writes when it comes to property, you're allowed to, as long as you're not doing this to deraisa, you're allowed to take property out of your you're allowed to take your possessions out of your property. The chain be isa veheta, he writes that as well. After Nishmas Adam, in fact, we might have, even though the Nishmas Adam, which is Chai Adam, is questions this din, there's what to be makel for, means you don't need to protest if people are makel to take out whatever they want from the house itself, even with the fires nowadays, because of this whole issue of goyim. Because of Chai Adam, Eshtu Delefi Zeh, Gamachem Chutzim Balabayis, the Ishtu Yibonov Mehabayis, Shadleika Boy Shehim Behulim. So Chai Adam writes that it could be based on this, so also for other people, aside from the owner, the wife, and the children of the people, you know, of the actual house, who are really in a panic, that's maybe the din for them. Although the people themselves can't take out any whatever they want, because people themselves are in a panic and they might put the fire out, but other people might can come in and take things on their behalf, because those people aren't in such a panic. Even if it's money, to take out actual money would be okay, right? Which is usually muksa, but here we're going to be makel to allow them to take even the money out, or other people to take the money out. Again, why? Because otherwise the guy might end up putting the fire out. That's the, you know, he's going to panic and put, if he's going to lose all his money. Behind Gedas Yesh Matirim, Jehovah Samach, we're going to see this Yesh Matirim in the next sif about taking out muksa items. Aber Asur Talta Bishvilo LeKalmanis, but he can't take from the house to a Kalmanis, which would be a Vada Isidra Bonon, Adkal Shoine, end quote. Okay, so that was the Chayadam. Right, Sif Base, and we'll see more about this idea of carrying out muksa when there's a fire. Sif Base, v'yesh matirim, there are those who permit letaltel ma'is for drawing a muksim k'delatzilam ipnei adleika or ima anosim aboyim agazam. There are those who permit to take money or other muksa items out away from a fire, saving from fire, or from people, anasim, which are like goyim who are coming to rob them. You can take the stuff and take away the stuff and put, you know, get it away from your property to make sure these goyim don't come and take all your stuff. The makom seder ein lachosh le'ethemuk, because according to this opinion, in a situation of the financial loss here, like the fire burning up his house or the property, mukzah items, whatever, or either a fire or being taken by thieves, we don't have to be concerned for the ethemuksa. That's the first opinion. V'yesh oisim, there are those who prohibit. Machlokes rishonim, whether you can move mukzah in a situation of great hesed, like this. V'afilu lo malein yehudi l'taltel schiru ha'nesedes machmas g'shamim. And even when it comes to telling a goy to move merchandise that's going to be damaged by the rain, yesh misha oiseh, there are those who, there's an opinion that prohibits that as well. Ein el, simon, shin zayin, sif yud tes. Okay, so there's lots of details here. And we'll see, Mr. Brewer is just doing two sifim today. So we're doing sif base now, which is long, but there's a lot of details to pick out. Okay, sif kon, hey. Yesh matirim, there are those, again, who permit you to carry money or other mukzah items to save from a fire or from people rewarding goyim. Ein edaska bebayis acha she'inim behulim. That's only we're talking about people from a different house who are not panicking so much because of the fire, as we mentioned previously. Below the base of the lake, not the people of the actual house. Meaning, in that house, you can't save the mukzah. The question is, can you save mukzah from a different house nearby where people aren't panicking so much? There are those who permit that. Siv Cotton Vov, Letaltel. So the Shulchan Aruch said, Yesh Matin, to carry mukzah, money or other mukzah. Time under Lom, again, we're talking about specifically houses nearby where the fire is, not the actual house of the fire. So Lom du mehate tiru, let me share chshich, bederech lalich kisoik, pachas medad amas. We learned from a din, and we've discussed this in the past, the person where, you know, it's Friday afternoon, it's suddenly getting dark, that if he can give it to a goy to carry his money pouch or put it on the or put it on the donkey. If he doesn't have any of that, then there's the Gemara speaks about the permission to walk in increments of less than 4 amos with this item, stopping and starting every less than 4 amos, because if we don't give him permission to do that, he might end up just carrying his money pouch, which would be for sure many assume the right of carrying Rosh Hashanah his money. So he's carrying mukzah on Shabbos, basically. Same thing over here. To prevent a more serious issa of putting the fire out, we will allow a lighter issa of carrying mukzah out of the house. And similarly, when it comes to the marauding goyim, we allow you to take it out take out mukzah in order to stop a person from coming to actually taking out into Rosh Hashanah in a regular way, which would be a deraisa. But the reason for those that prohibit when over here by taking out the mukzah from the house nearby the fire. Only in the case of the person who had got dark when he's on a journey and when he was walking on the way, that way permitted him to carry in increments of less than 4 amas, because to benefit coming for a serious issa, it's a great issa of carrying four amas in Rosh Hashanah. But when it comes to marauding goyim, there's no such concern. We don't have to worry about him taking things down to Rosh Hashanah in the regular way. Because he's not going to take it out holding it in his hand, because they'll see him. He's going to try and hide it somewhere. If he tries to hide it, like put it under his hat or something, anyway, it's a drop on. He's not going to want to carry it in the regular way, because he's going to see them. He's going to show that to them. We're not concerned by the fire. When it comes to the fire, do we let the houses nearby carry out mukzah items? No, according to this opinion, we don't have to worry about putting the fire out, because the fire is not in their home yet. It's nearby, it's a different house, it's 2 houses away or something. So if the person in this house nearby the fire is not so much in a panic, so when he's not going to come and put the fire out. I'm Babach Shechriya Kisha Kamatirian. The Bach Paskins, like the first opinion, who is Makel, to take out mukzah items, the nearby houses can take out mukzah items. Shetiku Kamachrinus, draw a number of Achrinim, bring the word of the Bach. Mishim De'ika Lamechash, Kenda Inadam Mamid Atman Amoino. The concern is, since people cannot resist when it comes to their own money, they can't watch, stand idly by where they lose their own money. Imlo Natu Lo Yachshabat, Smoy Benkach Benkach. And he Issa, because if not, then the guy is going to start to think himself, well, either way, I'm doing an Issa of taking items out from my house. So, also, that's meaning, if you don't let me take out the mukzah, what's he going to do? He's going to say, well, I'm anyway doing an Issa of taking out the, this opinion holds. Again, we're going in, the Bach was Makel, right? Why is a bach mekel to allow you to take out the muksa from the nearby houses? Because the guy is going to say, if you don't permit me to take out the muksa, well, either way, I'm doing an issa. So, meaning by taking other items out, like the food or whatever. So he could come to Issa, he might start burying his stuff. Like if he knows the goyim are coming, or then he might start digging a hole in his garden, whatever, to put the items in, put the money in, which would be an Issa Doraisa for sure. The Issa, the Sefer Ma'aril, B'Shem Ma'arash, B'Evioi, B'Elirab, it's all brought in Elirab here, the B'Shas, Ma'arash says that, B'Shas Hazam, Shemisayim She'anosim Yavor Yachtifu Issa Sheloi, in the time of, which means anger, when the marauding Goyim, he's afraid the Goyim might come and grab everything that's his. He even allows a Goy to carry his muksa even outside the Erev, which would be Nisa Drabon, it's not a Mishis Rabbim, but without an Erev. Again, when you've got these marauding Goyim, according to Maharash, there is permission to carry even muksa items outside the Erev. Finally, El Simon Chin Aleph. Sif Lamad Gil Vahagor Vataz Magavom Pemagodim Sham look all that. The ain mutter key in because you know some shalai kedechaitzal. You're only allowed to carry it in an irregular way, not in your hand. The ain ben big doyle besoi. The chiyagavim like to put the item, the money, between your garment and your skin. That will be okay. It's an irregular way of carrying. It's a drabon and not a doraisa. Sif Kon Zayin Dumakam Seder. The principle why we allow you to move muksa items out of these nearby homes is because b'makom seder in lochosh le'isa muksa. We don't, in a situation of financial loss, you don't have to be concerned for the isa muksa. But the heta is only when you're talking about when there's a fire, or a listim, or there are, again, these marauding bandits. Shabol halber, because then he's in a big panic. So we have a special heta to move the muksa. But in a simple case where his merchandise was muksa, he's got muksa merchandise and it rained there, and he's worried about completely losing it, like destroying his merchandise. But they also tell him, so if it's muksa, a Jew is not allowed to move it, even though there is a financial loss involved. It's these two specific examples of a fire and of goyim coming that we're allowed to carry the muksa, but not in a regular situation of financial loss. So if gotten ches, yesh misha oisa. Then he brings at the end the when you have can you tell a goy to move your move your merchandise because of the rain that we discussed? There is an opinion that prohibits who das a rashba. That is the opinion of the rashba. Ainle elsim and chinzayin sifhei, as we saw earlier. Sosam sham mechaber kadei rishona she shnaa bestama kadas a rambam de isa shrus muta ali de in yehudi mokum shu tzorech the davar tzorech habe that the shochan aruch over there brought. That you can do it, you can tell a goy to do a drabanon for a situation of great need. But so that's the standard opinion. Yes, Misha, I say that you can't. Vain Sham Maskonas and Maganavan, the Dafka, but Mokum Shish, Hefsa Go, a regular situation of Hefsa is not allowed, only where Hefsa Godel is called a Sir Chaube, you'd be able to tell a goy to do a drabanon. And the final one for today, Sif Cotton Tess, and this week, Aile El Simon Shin Zayin, Sif Jud Tess, Hainu, what's the case over there in Shin Zayin? The Sham Sasam Mechabek B'deah Rishoina. He said the first thing he said over there. Again, we mentioned the Mutim Oymanu Kol Matzil. Any Master, you're allowed to make an announcement. Whoever saves my property will not lose out, and the Goy will come and do it. Even though, of course, the Goy will understand from the Remez, it's still permitted according to this opinion. Okay, Adkan and good night.